It is summer, and of course, known for all different types of flying insects, some of which like to bite you and generally annoy you. So not to be too biased here, but gnats, I think, are one of the worst. The question is, what exactly are those little tiny black flies that hover around our ears? Joining me now to talk about gnats is Park Ranger and Chief of Interpretation at Hovenweep National Monument, where there are some gnats, Sierra Kuhn. Good morning, Sierra.
Good morning.
How are the gnats out there right now?
Too bad right now, but we've had some rain the last couple days, so I wouldn't be surprised if we saw them make a little bit of a comeback.
Okay, I want to talk about that in a second to see what effect rain has on gnats, but first, what makes gnats different than other flying or biting creatures?
Well, you know, I think the insects that most people are familiar with biting them are mosquitoes, and we get a lot of questions about how they are different. They're similar in some ways and different in others. A lot of insects that, you know, quote, bite us are actually stingers. You know, they have a sharp needle-like proboscis that they use to actually penetrate our skin and get blood that way. Gnats are chewers. They have sharp mandibles that they use to actually chew a hole in our skin.
Oh, jeez. Okay.
I think that's part of the reason why gnat bites can be fairly painful. But they, from there, it's fairly similar. They have kind of an anticoagulant that they, you know, put on the wound to keep the blood from clotting, and they suck up our blood that way. So in some ways they're similar, and in other ways they're different.
I should have added a warning at the beginning. Wow. Okay. Yeah, so basically, not to be too graphic here, but where a mosquito sticks their proboscis into us, a gnat is actually slicing into us?
Yes.
Okay, well, that's lovely. Let's move on to a different, talking a little bit more, you know, less graphic here. What is the preferred habitat of gnats?
Gnats like moister places, mosses, potholes, soil where water might flow. And then they also like the bark of pinyon and juniper trees,
okay,
which is part of the reason they're so successful here.
What do gnats like about water?
Well, they need, I mean, water obviously is critical for survival for most things, but water basically triggers eggs to hatch. Eggs and larvae can actually desiccate. They can dry out when there's no water available. And then when water is available, their metabolism starts back up and their life cycle progresses.
How are their eggs different than mosquito eggs, for example?
They're not much different, actually. The larvae of mosquitoes mature in water, and gnats don't really do that. They need water to mature, but they don't mature in a pool of water like gnats do. Or, okay. I'm sorry, like mosquitoes do.
Okay, so gnats need some amount of water, but mosquitoes actually need like a standing
yeah,
pool of
the
water.
The larvae are swimmers. Where yep. For mosquitoes, whereas for gnats, they're not.
It sounds like if you're going hiking somewhere, then the closer you are to water, the more bugs are going to be biting you. Is that a safe thing to say?
Yes.
Okay. What time of year is the worst time for gnats?
Well, the worst time of year is typically in the late spring and early summer when we get kind of those rains right before summer really sets in. But then, like I said, we see a little bit more of them again this time of year when we start to get the monsoon rains kind of coming through.
I see. And, of course, when I say worst time, that actually means it's best time for the gnats, but the worst
right.
time for us, right? Okay.
Just the gnats love it.
Yeah,
maybe so.
Right, right. Okay. How about year to year? Which seasons are there some? Is it basically only associated with rain, or are there other factors that make one gnat season worse than another?
It's largely the rain. So a rainier spring might have a worse gnat season.
What's the best way to repel gnats?
Natural-based bug repellents are actually the best, anything that contains citronella. People often think, you know, DEET is the end-all, be-all as far as repelling insects, but that's specific to mosquitoes, and the gnats just don't really care. So if you can get kind of one of the natural-based bug sprays, those are best for that, or of course, you know, just wearing long sleeves, long pants, that kind of thing, cover up as much skin as possible.
Sierra Kuhn is Chief of Interpretation at Hovenweep National Monument. Anything else we need to know about gnats before we sign off?
Gnats, although they are obnoxious, lots of things eat them, so like most obnoxious things, they still have a place in the in the universe here.
That's a nice positive way to end. It's basically because we have been not very friendly towards gnats in this interview. So if there are any gnats listening out there on the airwaves, they can be redeemed somehow.
Right.
Thanks
Thank
very much,
Sierra.
Thank
you for the role you play, Nat.
Right, exactly. Shout out to all the gnats out there and to all the folks who are out there trying to stay away from the gnats.
Correct.
Sierra Kuhn, thank you very much.
You're welcome.